going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hour number two begins. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Did I mention it's Thursday? Come on, weekend. We're getting there.
Look over there. You can see it from here.
Ooh.
See, they're pretty. Despite the
and if you
of an
look a
shower.
Little further.
Yeah.
I hear Kid Rock, Hank Jr., everybody getting rowdy.
Because May's almost here.
May is, yes it is. So. And in fact, the big show is coming up, May 9th and 10th, Ocala, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more. Nickelback, it's going to be, well, it is a big deal. And I've got your two-day tickets, and all you have to do is text to be, you know, in the winnings here. Text the word May, M-A-Y, like the month.
Yeah.
May. Text May to 20357. You'll be in the running for tickets. And then we'll also have some GA Plus tickets as well. That's where you get special close-to-the-stage viewing, exclusive bar, your own special entrance, like
wow.
Where I should be. Yeah, is that? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. By the way, two-day tickets are on sale now, $139 each. The GA Plus tickets are $289 each. They're on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But if you'd like a shot at winning your tickets, text May to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Put that damn phone down. Sorry.
What he said.
I said it.
Yep.
So, autism. Can we all agree that there's a lot more people diagnosed with it now than ever before? And that,
yes.
That Robert F. Kennedy Jr. helped to shed more light on what was already, you know, an issue. Now, my middle daughter, that's what she does. She went to UF and then she got her master's degree and she has worked with autistic children. Now she's in more of a, like a supervisor type role, and I think she likes dealing with the kids better, but her paycheck is much better now. Long story short, she's concerned about RFK Jr. And just as a little side note, remember, she's kind of my, what I call my hippie girl, and she has her own thoughts that don't necessarily jive with the old man's.
Yep, it happens. Yep.
But she is a wonderful, awesome human being that I feel completely blessed to be the father of. But she deals with the autism thing. And I just saw an op-ed piece in USA Today, and it's from the father of a child with autism. He said, "My son is smart, curious, endlessly creative. He loves Pokemon, plays video games with friends, has a wonderful way of using wordplay for laughs. He thinks on a macro scale about the injustices of the world and how we should lead with kindness. And like many of his peers with a similar condition, he thinks about things on a micro scale. He can solve complex math with ease. He has a deep knowledge of intricate storylines and lore from a multitude of cultures and literary sources. He has a very defined understanding of what is right and what is wrong. So this father goes on to talk about when he heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently claim that people with autism, quote, will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. He said, I was not just offended, I was heartbroken and furious. This is my son we're talking about and millions of others like him. They are not statistics, they are not burdens, they are not broken, they are people. Well, can you be broken and be a person?
Sure.
I mean, one of the points I think he's trying to make is... Yeah. They call it the spectrum, right? Somewhere on the spectrum.
Yes.
That's one of the things why the numbers have gone up, because it's identified in a much greater way than it was 50 years ago when we were kids. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to have the very, very obvious signs. And those are more the things that Robert F. Kennedy is talking about, because the much milder cases, I don't know what you'd call it, lower on the spectrum, higher on the spectrum? I don't know, but I'm just telling you that. You know, these people stood out.
We didn't know back then what some of those, and I'll use air quotes here, quirks that maybe some of our friends had or somebody in our family. We didn't understand. The average person didn't understand it back then.
Yeah.
And we just didn't know.
And so this guy is, well, he's offended and he's upset. And he said, look, you know, I can't stand the ignorance at this level. When someone is held in this position, it's dangerous. He said, autism is a spectrum. It's not a metaphor. It's a medical reality. Some individuals do not need lifelong support. Others live independently. Yeah, that it is a spectrum.
Sure.
And its impact on any individual's life could be radically different from one person to another. But, I just worry that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said a lot of things in his life. And it's very hard to defend a lot of the things he said.
Sure.
But the one trait that he has that I think makes him very valuable is he's not afraid to ruffle feathers. He's not afraid to ask questions. Now, if you ask enough questions, you can extrapolate a few kind of silly questions if you listen to somebody long enough.
But if he talks enough about it, it becomes a conversation that hasn't happened.
Oh, you mean he could shed life on the issue? He could put, you know, actual money toward trying to figure out what is causing it, mm-hmm. can maybe take action. And if it's food dyes that have anything to do with it, he could maybe help to eliminate that from our food suppliers.
So maybe instead of just being political and jumping on everything that you don't like that he says, be glad that he's bringing it to the headlines. Other people have not been able to do that.
And the father says autism doesn't need to be cured. It needs to be understood. Well, you can have both, once again.
Why either?
Those who are already diagnosed, if there's nothing you can do to readjust their reality or whatever, or how they utilize information that comes into their brain, that's fine. And they need to be understood. They need to be appreciated and treated well, like everyone else.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love what ARC does. They help people to live to their human potential.
Exactly.
So he says autism doesn't need to be cured. Well, you really should speak for yourself. I think that there may be many people who want to have children. And one of their fears is my child going to be born healthy?
Okay. You have some insight or what?
And if you can work toward eradicating something, or at least minimizing it and getting it down to very, very low numbers, which is not right now.
Well, we don't want to go down a negative.
How could that not be a good thing?
But I get where you're going.
And he says autistic people don't need pity. They need opportunity, support, and respect. Well, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. So I think here's a person looking for something that irritates them about RFK Jr. So you write this op-ed piece, and he's, you know, a man who's raised a son with autism, he has every right to speak out. Freedom of speech is a great thing. But here's a man, RFK Jr., certainly not a perfect man. They don't really make any of those. They haven't for 2,000 years.
Yeah, I do remember one, but that was about it. Yeah.
But he's going to shed light on this stuff, and he's going to ask questions and tough questions. And he's going to hold pharmaceutical companies to task. And I think all those things are a good thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, would you be shocked if it turns out something that's hurting our kids is tied to money, as in greed, as in ingredients being cheaper or shortcuts on something?
Not
or pharmaceuticals
bit.
Or nah. some other environmental issue?
Not a bit.
No. So with that, keep that in mind, very powerful, very wealthy people would like to control information and keep it from leading back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm defending RFK, but yes, I would love to see good things happen when it comes to autism and treating those who have it and maybe eliminating it in the future. 716 on the Bob Rose Show. What's bugging you? Now's your chance. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Hour number two, we're into it. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for a segment we call What's Bugging You? And that's where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better, right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll squeeze you in. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me this morning is listening to, for the last several weeks, Commissioner Simpson. I'm not as optimistic as he is about everything coming back in our ag. Because, let's see, our vegetable growers are under attack, citrus growers are under attack, cattle ranchers, horse industry, all under attack. Now we got ambrosia beetles in our avocado farms in South Florida. They'll destroy them. And one more business I saw last night on the news. One more business that has to do with a lot of ag. Right here in Stark, Florida, a trucking company, big trucking company, closing down after decades and decades. Can't make it anymore in this business. It, right here in Florida. That's really the last nail in the coffin for me. We're in serious trouble, and our yahoos in Washington or in Tallahassee don't realize it. Everything's going to be changed, including you people down here in Marion County and your horse industry. Don't think for a minute these boys in Tallahassee are beholden to you. They're beholden to big lobby money, and it's coming. That's what's bugging me about the state of Florida. You people have a nice day. Keep the faith and stay engaged or it'll be gone. Have a nice day, guys.
You too, Rosebud. Yeah, good to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Big Ag is under attack in all so many different ways. And I didn't know about the trucking company and what, you know, the whole story is behind that. But if it's just a financial thing, can't make it happen anymore. A company that's been around that long, yeah, that's not a good sign. And it was interesting. Just the other day, I saw them doing a piece on driverless trucks now hitting the roadway. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Let's go to Two-Stroke. What's bugging you?
Yeah, two things real fast. Number one, the day I spend $129 on a concert ticket, I don't care if it was Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and Three Dog Night, maybe $12.95. And the second thing is, Putin's on the level of like a monster like Hitler and Stalin. He's like a 0 out of 10. He's like an 11. But this POS dirtbag, Zelensky, is like a 10. I mean, the guy can't put on a suit. He can't make a deal. He is the problem. And I'm so tired of hearing about Ukraine, just like the rest of the country. Like, I just have to turn the news off.
Right. As far as your concert ticket goes, yeah, I wish I could buy, you know, my house for $60,000 that I paid for it in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Just like you want to go get a concert ticket from the 1980s.
Ain't happening.
Yeah, prices do go up on stuff. I don't know if you're
aware. It is weird to look
aware.
Back at the Super Jam shows back in the 70s that would come to St. Louis. You'd have REO Speedwagon, Styx.
We called them Rock and Roll Super Bowls or whatever, Rock
yeah,
Super
and
Bowl.
It was like, you know, $12 ticket or, you know,
yeah.
whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, everything was good.
But
yeah.
I was also making, I don't even want to think about what I was making.
A six-pack of beer, you know, on sale was like $1.99. There you go. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. First, I want to say shout out and ditto to two-stroke. 100% agree with you, man. So the FBI, so Fox dropped a really crazy story. So the FBI found evidence that the Venezuelan government was actually facilitating the migration of trained Aguilagra in the process to, quote, undermine the civility and safety of America. So you have a communist country who is letting Trinidad and Tobago come through, and then the Biden administration just kept the doors wide open for 3 years, and then that explains maybe why the Democrats are so apt to not let, to keep these people in the country, because if, God forbid, if this was ever mainstream, if the average normie person understood that their own government, especially Democrats, allowed for an invasion of basically a thug army to come from a communist country, they would lose their minds. This is why it's so important that we've got to back Trump, we've got to back Pete Hegseth, we've got to back everybody in MAGA, because they're the only ones protecting the average man and woman of America from an invasion.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. Let's go to Evan. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. You know, what's bugging me is following on the Pete Hegseth thing. I caught an article yesterday. I can't remember who it was from, but it was titled White House Seeks to Replace Secretary of Defense Hegseth. And it bugged me for a few reasons. You know, the first off was they couldn't, they won't acknowledge the Trump administration, the White House. It's like they don't want to use his name in a headline. Two, they try to align themselves with the administration in the article and say all these bad things that, you know, Hegseth has done, these two leaks, and, you know, he leaked to his family, he leaked to that journalist. And then at the very end, in the last little three-sentence paragraph, they basically tell you it's all BS because though Trump has not come out and publicly said this, and the press secretary has basically stated the opposite, that, you know, that they are behind Hegseth, our source is an anonymous source from within the administration, and he says it's true, so it is.
Huh.
And that just really bugs me. And
that's a great example of how you laid that out. Mm-hmm. They wish for it to be true, therefore they plant the idea and push that narrative. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is the first wasps, and this is a real bugging thing, the first wasps and ants of the season are showing up with higher level temperatures, so I can tell the heat is on, and so now I have to go on defense. All right, thanks, guys.
Or you have to go on offense. Yeah, wasps, ants,
take
flies.
Oh. Ugh. Yeah.
I really don't like those. Mm-mm. It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Code word coming up, and Governor Whitmer wants more control. I told you she's a dominatrix. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day. The good Lord has granted us. Let's make it great. Use it for something good. Welcome, my friends. It is 7:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Got a story about our favorite governor from Michigan. But first, I want to invite everybody out and remind them about Tyler's Hope for a cure of dystonia. This is, you know, a local homegrown thing that they've been raising funds for a long time. A lot of the money stays here locally. A lot of it goes for research right here at UF.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a crawfish boil Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. to raise money at the Momentum Lab in Alachua. Cornhole, bounce house. Can't do both at the same time, but they'll both be there.
Mm.
And, yeah, that's TylersHope.org for more information. TylersHope.org. Crawfish boil? It'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have more than just Raging Cajun food.
Mm-hmm. Be a good time.
They'll bother stuff.
All for a great cause.
She's into control. She could be wearing leather. We're talking about Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Tie me up and whip me, I say. Yeah. She likes control.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's pushing for more gun control in her state.
Oh, my goodness.
Claiming, quote, guns are the number one killer of young people in America, unquote.
Oh, going back to that old thing, huh?
Yeah.
Where they like adjust the ages just just enough so you could call them young people and kids.
Correct.
Like the gangbanger age. Like,
well, yeah. You know, Biden said this a few years ago.
Yeah.
But 18 and 19-year-olds are not children. If you take them out of the stats, as Greg has said also many times, if you take them out of the stats, they're not children, mm-hmm. and that makes it statistically not true. Biden's claim at the time was false, just like her claim now, same claim, is false. And let me tell you something. If you care about young people in general, but really 18 to 45-year-old people, the number one killer of them was fentanyl. And fentanyl was flooding in to our country because the open border policies of Joe Biden, and Governor Whitmer was supportive of that. So now, yeah, pick and choose how you want to save lives. Don't have secure borders and live properly as a sovereign nation. That's a good thing. And then also destroy our Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how exactly does that work? Well, it doesn't work to make America better, does it? I mean, think about the way they push things. They're more worried about a gangbanger getting due process than an American citizen being able to utilize their right to bear arms. How twisted, how upside down do they have really everything on every issue? And as a side note, Governor Whitmer, I know she probably thinks she's very smart, and depending on how you measure it, I'm quite sure she is. But do you ever read a book? And I don't mean that. Well, I do. Did you ever read a book about gun control? One where the statistics were analyzed by somebody who, I don't know, they have a PhD? John Lott.
As opposed to skewing them just so you get the answer that you want.
What you'll realize, and through books like his, this is all, the data is collected. It's not just a rant for the Second Amendment. You know, one of his books was called More Guns, Less Crime. And he can back that up 100%. Mm-hmm. And not by having to twist and torture the numbers around, or as you did, you know, include 18 and 19-year-olds as children. He didn't have to do that. And so gun control, we know, does not work. It's not effective. Bad people set out to do very bad things in an open and free society mm-hmm. are very, very difficult to stop completely. But it just is.
Yep.
I mean, anything can be used as a weapon, a tool of murder.
Oh, you can take away the guns. It's not going to change the end result.
Well, and we've tried to say for years, and I think there's at least some portion of the people are starting to understand that the problem's not guns. The problem is we've got some evil people, some very ugly, hateful people, mean people, people who mentally are completely unstable. And that is the issue that needs to be dealt with.
Even the president made a comment about that the other day. But it's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know what? If somebody kills somebody using a hammer, I would go around and I would round up all the carpenters and declaw their hammers.
Well, then we wouldn't have to, I'd
take their hammers away.
Yeah. Well,
right.
What about white vans? Because white vans have been used for a lot of things. Just saying.
White vans.
But yeah, I mean, you know.
It just.
Go down the list. You can't take everything away.
Is it just done strictly to give them some sense of, well, I did my part. And the only thing that you did was make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to bear arms, which is supposed to be guaranteed in our Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And these are not rights that the government gets together and go, you know what? Should we allow guns or not? No. It says these rights are bestowed to us by the Creator. And that our government's role is not to decide how exactly we receive those blessings. Their role is supposed to be to protect those rights, protect them. God gave them to us. Now you are supposed to protect them.
They get that confused.
Yeah, they do quite often, in fact. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Shep, good morning.
Just a couple of thoughts before I pick up my first passenger of the day. You know, former Governor Mario Cuomo said, you don't need 30 rounds to kill a deer. Well, you know what? I've never been hunting before, but I know people who do. He's absolutely right. You don't need 30 rounds to kill a deer. I mean, unless you're a really lousy shot. But I go back, people say, what do we need these guns for? What does it say? What is it? I call your attention to the words of Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto of the Japanese Navy. We cannot invade the U.S. mainland. There would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. In other words, they were not afraid of our military. They were afraid of our civilians. See you later, guys.
Yep.
Well made.
I like those wise words.
Well made.
I got to be quick before he hangs up. I got to be.
Yeah.
And then I end up cutting him off.
Yep.
So it's don't do your drop the mic thing. I know maybe he likes that like dramatic effect.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound good in my earball.
Right.
Hurts my earballs. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm already like losing.
It's already a little deep.
Some of the earballage.
Yes. I'm using sign language half the time to talk to Bob in the studio. Just.
Oh, I just thought you were wishing me good luck. Somebody told me it meant. Yeah, the right to bear arms isn't about hunting deer. It never was. It never will be. It's not even about self-defense. It is, and it's very easy to see it. Even, an uneducated blue-collar guy like me can figure it out. The guns and the Americans' right to bear arms is based on the fact that it would help us to oppose a tyrannical government. Our founding fathers knew people around long enough, they suck up enough power and greed, they get uglier and more evil and become tyrannical.
And how did our last president handle that fact? By basically mocking you as a gun owner, chuckling at you and saying, well, you're going to have an F-16 or what? I mean, really? That's how the president looks at the Constitution.
Yeah, and we're the government, and we can, well, there you have it. They think they can do anything to you, and when the Democrats are in power, they do.
Yeah.
And then they point their fingers and go, Trump's an authoritarian.
Right.
He's like a Nazi. It's like, really? Yeah, I can't think of any Nazis off the top of my head that were the greatest friends to the country of Israel ever.
I can't find the community named after Hitler in Israel.
You can't do that, huh?
But they did one after Trump.
They did?
The community there.
Indeed. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, consider the source when you hear these ridiculous things. Consider the source. Yeah. Or as Red Ryder would say, the lunatic fringe.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. What's Marco Rubio up to? We'll find out together next on 97.3 The Sky. Morning. What's up? What's going on?
What's happening, Rod? My friend Rerun would have said.
And I say it's another day in paradise, and we are blessed to live here in North Central Florida. And thank you for supporting, listening to our show. We appreciate that very much. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Steve Witkoff, that's Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, responded to a fake news story from Politico claiming the Trump administration is considering lifting sanctions against Russia. Rubio and Witkoff labeled the story as totally fictitious. You see, this is what the media is doing now. Let's just play in the rumor mill. Hey, we heard you're getting rid of Pete Hegseth. Hey, we heard this is going
to
happen.
Yeah,
hey,
Powell's going to get kicked to the curb.
Yeah.
He's out of here.
And that's what they do. It's the rumor mill now. Well, because if they reported the news, what would they have to say? Hey, 18 countries are pretty much done with a wonderful agreement when it comes to tariffs. I'm not going to tell you that. What about the $5 trillion that between companies domestically and foreign are going to be spending and investing here in the U.S.? You know, expanding what they do in the U.S., which will mean hiring, 500,000 workers we're talking about, just on those deals alone. But they don't want to tell you that because, my goodness, that makes it sound like the Trump administration has got it going on.
Can't have that.
I mean, they had to find out, you know, that all the waste and fraud, they had to actually defend waste and fraud. I mean, that's when you know, the mainstream media has so long ago given up their supposed role initially as being the watchdog of government.
Mm.
Man, they're the lapdog of the left. It is obvious. It really is. It is obvious. And that's what they do. Let's deal in rumors, innuendo, you know, and never say anything positive. Well, Jen Psaki admitted it on MSNBC.
Yes.
She said, well, I mean, you know, of course our viewers expect us, you know, as the voice of the opposition. It's like you work for a network.
You're not supposed to be a side.
You can be part of a political party, but that's not who you are supposed to be working for.
No.
I mean, I was going to say that's not where you get your paycheck, but maybe some of them do.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, really, she blew the lid off it, even though we all knew, but to do that out loud. And she did it on a podcast. And that's part of the point I wanted to make. Podcasts are awesome. Not just because you can get the Bob Rose Show on podcast, because you can, on Spotify or any of the other places you get the Odyssey app. You can use that Apple. We're on all of them. But the podcast, this is the best thing ever to show you what the Democrats, what the far left is really all about.
Do you think they just kind of, it's almost like it's too intimate for them and they think only their people are going to hear what they're talking about? They don't realize we can listen too.
Well, here's the thing. As conservatives, we constantly have to defend our positions, and we can go layers deep into why we believe what we believe. They can't do that. They cannot do that. They know talking points. They know these things to spew out there, but they're never called to task because, well, the media is either on their side or they just won't talk to somebody like from Fox News, for instance, or somebody from talk radio. So they're not in practice, for one thing.
Right.
And part of it is because I don't think they're really like true believers per se. I think for a lot of them, it's a means to an end. And then, of course, some of them are completely brainwashed. But the podcast is great because you have to go further in depth. And when Democrats do that, they're ultimately almost always going to step in it, so to speak. And that's exactly what happened with Jen Psaki. They're not used to long form.
No.
They
little audio clip world is kind of where they live. They want the jab, jab, jab.
And you've seen Donald Trump.
Huh.
Without notes.
Yeah.
Without writing stuff down. Will address a multitude of issues, questions coming from the press.
Mm-hmm.
One after another after another. And he addresses those issues intelligently. But the left can't do that. The left has to kind of like study for it. And even then they fail. So I just think that's very, very interesting. And I love the podcast concept and keep the Dems on the podcast. Why do you think Kamala Harris wouldn't go on Joe Rogan? And when she initially talked about it, she was like, maybe 30 minutes.
Right. And wanted him to come to her.
Yeah. But really? He's like, no, we don't do 30 minutes. The whole idea of a podcast is to give people something they're not going to get in an interview anywhere else and everything cut up into snippets. This way we can have a real conversation. And anybody who's worth their salt and believes the things that are coming out of their mouth would be happy to have a format forum like that and to literally reach millions of people who are actually listening, giving it some thought. But that to the Democrats, No, that's a scary proposition, an idea they can't really contend with effectively. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Steve Witkoff saying that's more fake news. We're not dropping sanctions against Russia. So I guess that's what we'll have to do is, you know, give you the real story when the fake news keeps coming up. All right, we've got plenty more and a special guest coming up 9 o'clock hour. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.